What up, everyone? I'm Limitless Hate, and welcome to Fugue State. Tonight, it's all video game music, which makes it a true Fugue State, because video games aren't a genre, especially not a genre of music. So, we're going to float around all over the place. You just heard some orchestral. That was Einan Zur with the Fallout 3 theme. So massive. That always got me so pumped. Sitting there, just couldn't wait to press start and go screw up some super mutants, but man, I just can't help it. I just gotta sit there and listen to that theme, just get me so pumped. But we got orchestral, we got some ponies, we got OC remixes, we got J-pop, it's all over the place tonight. We even got some oldies. Back to the Fallout 3, here's Jack Shandlin with Let's Go Sunnin'.
Let's go sunning, it's so good for you. Let's go sunning, neath the sky of blue. Greet the sun every morn. Feel as free and happy as the day you were born. Let's go native, sun your cares away. Be creative, learn to live and play. Pretty flowers neath the sun. This applies to everyone. Life's worth living when nature's given happiness to everyone. So let's go sunning. Let's go native, sun your cares away. Be creative, learn to live and play. Pretty flowers need the sun. This applies to everyone. Life's worth living when nature's given happiness to everyone. So let's go sunning.
Of all the songs from Fallout 3 soundtrack, that's the one that I couldn't turn off GNR when that one was on. And I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just something about blowing a super mutant's head off while pretty flowers are beneath the sun. I don't know. But up next, we've got Rainbow Crash 88 with that fandom favorite. It's Twilight Sparkle's library theme from Fighting is Magic. Or as the tag says, Figting is Magic. Sorry about that. We'll be right back. So yeah, me and pretty much everyone else in the fandom worldwide is miffed that Fighting Is Magic got the cease and desist order. On the one hand, I don't like the fact that I'm never going to play it. And I also really don't like the fact that the leaked version that I did play wasn't polished enough to have easy AI on easy. They just beat the living hell out of me. I mean, and you always start off with a mirror match, so that was another thing that kind of aggravated me. But I'd try to throw a fireball, and all of a sudden I'm eating like an 11-hit combo, and it just angered me to the point of not playing again. So I get a little bit jelly when I see people at conventions playing it and enjoying themselves, because, yeah, I can't possibly play that game. It's just too damned hard for me. Up next, we've got Gecko Yamori with Sid of Rage. It's a remix of a song from Streets of Rage 2. I think it's from, like, Level 2. But it's Yuzo Koshiro music. It's from Sega. It's awesome stuff. Let's jump right in. I miss the days when developers would put together a game and they would craft it expertly and they would release it. And that would be it. No patches, no day one DLC, nothing hidden on the disc. Just you go to the store, you buy a game, you slam it in your Sega, and you're kicking ass to some killer Yuzo Koshiro house jazz music. And I wouldn't even know who Yuzo Koshiro was if it weren't for the boys at GameSec. YouTube.com/user/MrGameSec. Best video game show on YouTube. Y'all go check it out. Up next, we've got more Gecko Yamori and Yuzo Koshiro with more Streets of Rage 2. This is Go Back, and I'm pretty sure this is from level 1. So, yeah. Good stuff from Gecko Yamori. I haven't heard anybody just tear up a Yuzo Koshiro track like that. And Yuzo did music for all sorts of developers on pretty much every old school system, but he was most known for Streets of Rage and Shinobi music, I'd like to say. Before we start bringing down the level of energy, I do want to drop at least one more OC remix that's got the nice up-tempo feel. I know one of our listeners, Vic, loves this one. This is Beat Drop with Catapult from Sonic & Knuckles, the OC remix. Thank you. Actually had the opportunity to play Xbox Live with Beat Drop one time. Me and a buddy of mine were playing Black Ops one night. Yeah, it was Black Ops. And Beat Drop, the real Beat Drop who made that song, jumped in our game, and his gamer tag was actually Beat Drop, so I had to go check his profile. And yeah, it was the real him. His personal website, at least at the time, was supernovatomic.com. And spelled exactly like it sounds. Anyhow, up next, we've got our one chiptune of the evening. I know these go over like a lead balloon for some folks, but this one, oh god, this is just so good. This is Kozo Nakamura with the Technodrome theme from TMNT2, the arcade game. That's Ninja Turtles, the arcade game for regular Nintendo. And it sounds way better than the actual arcade version, because the arcade version just sounds so tinny and synthy and nasty, whereas this one plays within the bounds of what the NES sound chip could do. Thank you. Would you believe that there are no really good remixes of that out there? There aren't even any really good metal versions, and you'd think that would translate just fine. I don't know. Maybe it just isn't that notorious because it's just, like, the last song in the game aside from the end boss music, which is the same as all the other boss music. It really is sad, though, because I know people played the crap out of that game. Manhattan Project, Turtles 3 on NES was really good, too, but the best one on Nintendo, regular Nintendo, in my estimation, is the second one. I mean, people rave about Turtles in Time, but eh, it's not all that. Nostalgia makes the second one my favorite. What's up next? Oh, yes, it's time for some J-pop. Here's Aya Hirayama with Sayonara Rolling Star from Beautiful Katamari. That's Katamari Damacy 3. This song is it's kind of a sequel to Lonely Rolling Star from the original game. So let's check this out. Katamari Damacy ended sequels hold the distinction for being the first and only, so far, video games that I've purchased just because of the soundtrack. Now, luckily for me, Katamari Damacy and its sequels are all batshit crazy. I mean, you roll up entire continents, and then planets, and then galaxies. I mean, that usually happens in the credits, but still, you're like picking up people and kids on tricycles, and just whatever gets in your way. It's just bonkers. So if you haven't played it, by all means, they're not very expensive. Like, they probably have appreciated in value rather than depreciated, because they're just that crazy, and word of mouth got around about them. So, next up, we've got a song from the original Katamari Damacy. We're going to take it down with a little bit of slow jazz. This is Hideki Tabeta, I can't pronounce these names, and Yui Asako with Katamari Taino. Yeah. I could successfully do a whole hour of nothing but music from Katamari Damacy. I mean, you got this last two tracks, Lonely Rolling Star, Guru Guru Gravity, and so much good music. Like, seriously, that's a series worth getting into simply for the music. Up next, we've got Star Salzman with his mix of Mega Man 2's Dr. Wily's Castle Stage 1, Tickle My Wily. This is awesome stuff.
We'll be right back.
So, Star Salzman could have thought a little bit longer over the title of this particular track, but it shows incredible intrepid spirit and creativity for taking an absolutely slamming track, Dr. Wily's Castle Stage 1, which I also could have gotten away with playing just the chiptune of and been perfectly happy with that, and turning it into this down-tempo, damn near trip-hoppy track. So, really, really interesting version of that song. We got a couple of more OC remixes, but we're running low on time, so I want to jump into a short track right now. This is Yatsunori Mitsuda with Time Scar, the opening FMV song from Chrono Cross. String section like that, could you possibly lose? I don't think so. Like I said, we've got a couple more OC remixes. This is Maze Dude with River City Ramstein, obviously from River City Ransom. The OC remix, right now.
Oh, What am I made of? Am I full of sorrow? Am I hurt and pain? Or am I filled with love? I stare at the stars and the sky above and think, what am I made of? Am I full of sorrow? Am I hurt and pain?
Got time for tonight. We've got one last track. This is Eliza Fiorillo with Don't Be Afraid from Metal Gear Solid 3. I'm Limitless Hate. This has been Fugue State, only on Ponyville FM. I'll catch y'all later.
Sadness inside of me. the only one afraid to fall. Haven't even had a chance.